Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Did your timeline get flooded over the last couple of days with the study from 2016 that says if you like black coffee or bitter things, dark chocolate,
sure,
gin and tonics, things like that, that you're likely to be a psychopath? Here's what's funny.
You love black coffee, don't you?
In 2016, I was in my black coffee era, just to use, you know, the vernacular of the day.
Do you like dark chocolate and all those bitter things?
Better than I like gin and tonics. I've never thought gin and tonics were bitter.
It's a different taste.
Does that make me more of a psychopath?
That you like all those things? I think so.
I'm okay with dark chocolate. Yeah. I understand it. Dark chocolate's good for you, so I like the way I look at it, dark chocolate's better than no chocolate. You know what I mean? Does it make a difference that I'm now a dark black coffee with a pump of sugar-free caramel skinny syrup?
Yes, it makes a huge difference.
Less psychopath or more?
Less or psychopath. More. Absolutely.
They said also, take these things with a grain of salt. A, it was 8 years ago, people. 2016 was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Wild. And also, experts believe that 1 in 22 people are technically psychopaths anyway.
Sure.
So there's a pretty solid chance that if you're going, hey, am I a psychopath? Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Real funny. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I've been a victim of this.
Of what?
Gym theft.
Oh.
It's a big deal. Who knew?
You went to the gym? I'm just kidding.
Well, it was a long time ago. It was. It really was. Like 10 years ago. And this time of the year, of course, with all the noobs,
yeah,
they take advantage of all the noobs that did what I did. And I went, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom, but it's going to be, you know, longer than just a second.
Okay.
And I left my lock turned so it looked like it was locked, but it's not locked.
Oh,
type of
no.
thing. Yeah, and I got my wallet stolen. Actually, they didn't even steal my wallet. They got into my wallet, got my debit card and my, I don't know if they took the credit card. I think they just took the debit card and some cash.
And ran.
And scoot. And who knows, maybe they were coming back.
Yeah.
Or maybe I was coming back and they got, actually, the reason I bring it up, Ashley Singh and Sophie, I can't say her last name, stole bank cards from gym goers to the tune of $250,000 spent on trips to Dubai and Paris. They purchased a $2,000 purebred puppy. At least 18 victims in the London area had their bank cards and just their, I'm guessing the bank cards, the debit cards,
yeah,
are easier to hack.
Well, I'm
or
sure.
Something. I don't know.
Because a lot of times you don't get flagged on it right away. In theory, people don't use their debit cards like that.
And you get the cash and go.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had their bank cards swiped from their lockers as they worked out in the gym. And that was the one thing that they told me. They go, you're an idiot. If you walk away for half a second.
Don't do it.
Yep. These victims suffered huge financial losses. Ashley and Sophie documented, it always gets you, documented their jet setting lifestyle on the gram.
Oh no.
Shut up. What do I say about 90% of these things?
Shut up.
About everything. Just shut up. Photos showed them in hotels, poolside, toting designer bags. They were both convicted of conspiracy to commit fraud That's it?
That's it.
Conspiracy?
Do you know what's baffling about that is the people that know them and like maybe grew up with them or something, they're like probably watching this all go down and they're like, oh, how are they able to do all these amazing things? They're doing really well. And then this story comes out that they robbed everyone and they're like, no, that adds up.
I hate to say it, if this doesn't end up being a Netflix show like that Discovering Anna for that Anna Delvey that pretended she was a German heiress.
Yeah.
If they don't do something like that, I'll be amazed.
Yeah.
Wait. Again, shut up. Don't tell everybody our brilliant idea.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
We could tell you about the U.S. Army vet in Texas that turned 101 this month. And joked to his niece that he wanted to celebrate somewhere where he could see beautiful women and how she took him to Hooters. But here's what's funny. His niece says that he'd never even heard of Hooters before, but now it's his favorite. Yeah, you think?
Hilarious.
Yeah, you suppose?
I asked to go to Hooters for one of my birthdays before. I love Hooters.
Is that a Tampa thing? Yeah, because you feel like that's the local joint.
It started in Florida in Clearwater. So yeah, it's a Florida thing.
I get all that. Is Tampa and Clearwater not really the same thing?
They're around the same area. It's like Tampa, and then you have Clearwater and St. Petersburg kind of around.
It's like when people go, no, Henderson. Yeah, we know.
It's Las Vegas.
Stop it. An animal shelter in Richmond, Virginia took in a morbidly obese 28-pound cat last week. He's already been adopted out. Hell yeah, he has. You put that cat online, he's getting somebody saved. They named him Frosty.
Okay.
Not because of the weather that much of the country, and it was cold here too.
Yeah.
That much of the country experienced. No, just after the Wendy's delicious dessert, his full name is One Frosty Too Many. His new owner has promised to help him trim down. He needs to lose about half his body weight, but he's not even the fattest cat the shelter's seen recently. It's apparently a thing in Virginia. Have you seen the people? No, you shut up. It's all jokes. Knock it off. The same place was in the news last year. They rescued a 42-pound cat.
Oh, wow.
42-pound cat.
Speaking of Virginia, there is a woman in Lynchburg. Her name is Jessica Vincent. Just bought a vase at Goodwill last summer, $4.
Yeah.
And she just sold it at auction for $110,000.
That's my dream. That's my dream.
It turns out it was made by some like famous Italian designer named Carlo Scarpa in the 1940s. And yeah.
And luckily she took the time to check. So what have we learned? What have we learned today about Virginia? Fat cats and Goodwill. Hell yeah, man. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
But isn't that the point of the vacation? To unplug and get away from all the BS?
I will let you. How can you actually do that? You, of all people, cannot say that to me because you, when you go on vacation, still work like charity functions and all this.
It's not true. If I'm going on vacation, no, I've made the mistake.
Yeah.
I have. But if I was actually doing it, I did stuff.
It's hard for me to detach. I just can't. Like, I have to at least, like, that's the reason I've seen some people that go, oh, I don't keep my work email on my phone because I don't want it when I'm off the clock, which is totally great. For me, I jones for it. I need to make sure that I'm answering the emails right away, regardless of what I'm doing.
I bring that up with your therapist.
Yeah, I probably should.
And I'm only half making a joke. I'd bring that up with your therapist.
I'm sure it's come up before, and I'm just like, no, this is my process. I think it would be different if I had obligations outside. Like, I don't have it's me and my husband. We don't have kids. We have dogs that we take on walks. We do those little things to, like, escape for 2 hours at a time and everything like that. But a lot of times we want to be together, and he wants to watch, like, for instance, football over the weekend. Wants to watch football. I could care less about football right now. Like, I could not care less about football right now. I don't. Right. don't care about it. So I sit there on the couch and I knock out emails while he watches football and we're together and we're having fun. And then something exciting happens and he yells and I go, and that's what I do. And that's
right, just to match his energy.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure. Just to be, yeah, be a good wife. Match his energy, whatever. I get it. If it makes you feel, if it truly makes you feel good, we talk about, my wife and I talk about filling the tank.
Okay.
So if it actually, if getting some work done fills your tank and it's not stressful, then I suppose, but now if on the other side, hey, we're on vacation. All right, let's go. For example, your ski trip that you've got planned
next winter.
They don't ski, but they bought stuff. They're only going to go once, but they bought stuff.
We bought some pants, and so I feel like that's a good, you know, so.
It's true. Although, what do you do? Do you rent pants? I don't ski, so I don't really know how it works.
I would never rent pants. I'm sure you can. I'm sure it's very normal. People probably do it all the time kind of thing. I'm just not going to rent pants.
Now, I made the joke earlier. It's not a swimsuit.
Some people might treat it.
You know,
like
yours isn't touching theirs.
I also have this thing though.
But there is the sweat factor. There is the sweat factor.
Yes.
Because you're skiing and just, and especially if you're out of shape like me, then you're in the, you know.
I also have this fear that like if I rent it after someone else has already rented it for the day, yeah, they probably cleaned up, but they might be still wet. You know, when they've hung them up.
That's
and like,
so gross.
I know, but no, it's a thing.
They're not still wet.
I guarantee you it's perfectly fine. It's perfectly normal. That's just my fear.
They're still
of
what wet from
be.
The person before you.
Yeah, it just sounds gross.
Well, I was mulling over in my head whether I take this a step further. No, I'm not going to.
How do we get onto ski pants being wet and renting them?
With your vacation stuff.
Okay, yeah, that's
so if you're ready to go on a run, if you're ready to go on a ski run, and then your husband goes, okay, Kayla, let's go. Okay, wait a minute. I got to answer this email.
I'm not doing that. I'm doing it in the downtime.
Famous
and that's,
last words.
Okay, well, there have been times that I've gotten text messages from people like, did you see that email? Yep, but I'm on vacation. I've done that before. I'm actually very disciplined about it.
You know who you didn't get that text from?
You.
Me.
Yeah,
that's
you
right.
Would never.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Time for an update. News update. Chet Buchanan Show. Soapgate 2024. America held hostage. So this entire week there had been no soap in the women's bathroom.
This entire month. It's not been in there for a month.
Like I said, this entire month.
Yep.
There'd been no soap in the women's bathroom. Yeah, this morning?
I use the right-hand sink that has a little bit of soap left, so I don't know if the left hand has been updated yet. So I stopped using it because there's been no soap. So we go to the right-hand sink now. All of us have been using the right-hand sink because it's the only one that has a little bit left.
I had to add that to my target list for things that... things to bring in from home.
Oh, God, from Target. I thought you meant like, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to get an email like a Target. Like, here
oh, no,
we go.
That too. No, that too, but you said you were on it. You said you were on it.
And I
that,
emailed.
And that down the hall, they had also.
Exactly. There's been multiple emails that have been sent. And I guess over the last couple of weeks, things have been said and nothing has happened.
I say we get the county involved. there's some sort of health thing, right?
Yeah, there it definitely is. I gotta go check it now. I didn't even think to use a left-hand sink now in the bathroom because it's just been disappointing.
All right, we'll get to that in a minute. Seriously, I'm gonna want you to go check.
Yeah,
it bothers me a lot. Stupid, like,
thank you for caring because obviously others don't.
Stupid stuff happen like that at your work, you know what I mean? Like, literally there's no soap in the thing. Why? And whose job is that? Could it be mine? That's great. I'll put the sign on the door. Don't come in.
Yeah.
Because it's the ladies.
Like you have daily tasks to like make sure it's filled up.
I know it's 2024 and all that, but I ain't going in there
Hilarious. If you knew that was your job, just set a reminder, like even daily, maybe once a week, go check the soaps.
I'm part of the problem though. I'm part of the problem because instead of making somebody else do it, that's But honestly, in this building, whose job is that to make sure it happens?
I don't know. I know we have cleaning people. That's the reason I'm like, are they in charge? Are the cleaning people in charge of filling up the soaps?
Probably.
Yeah, I would think.
All right. So I have a better story to tell. Last week, got an email. And it said, Teresa said, it's my grandmother, right, Teresa?
Grandma Pat.
Yeah. Grandmother's
96.
96th birthday. Where in Canada is she from?
Toronto.
And she loves the Golden Knights.
Oh, nice.
She lives here now, obviously, is, you know, snowbirding, has retired here.
Sure.
To the sun, to the desert.
Has given up on the Leafs?
Oh, yeah. She's laying out on a rock, sunning herself like a lizard. It's great. No, of course, like all of them. And Teresa says, we're going to go to the Golden Knights game on Monday. And I want to juice this a little bit because it's Grandma's 96th birthday. And she loves hockey and she loves Golden Knights. What can we do? And I said, well, I know Mark Chinook, who's the in-game host.
Yeah.
And he's got some fancy title now with the club because he's been there since day one. I said, I'll reach out. Now, that's where I left it. But Teresa said, I just wanted to call to thank you. And I said, hold up a minute. Thank me for what? I don't even know yet. So what happened?
So shortly after I received your email that you were going to reach out, I got an email from Emma.
Okay.
And she says, I got your message from Chet, was wondering what you would like us to put on the big video thing. I said, well, can I have a few minutes to, a little bit of time to think about it and I'll get back to you. She's like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I put happy 96th birthday, Grandma Pat, from Terry, Kenny, and the whole family. And she goes, okay, it'll happen between like the middle of the first intermission. So I'm thinking, I'm psyched. I can't wait till Monday. I'm like, and I'm the worst at keeping secrets. I'm so bad at that. I'll tell Grandma Pat, hey, so-and-so is coming and she's not supposed to know, but I'll tell her anyway. I'm so bad at it. So anyway, so I go pick her up. We go to lunch. I get her to the T-Mobile. We get there like 15 minutes before the game starts. And because she's in a wheelchair, not only did we get moved, we got moved to right next to the broadcaster's booth in the Bud Light Lounge.
That's right. Yeah, you did.
And so we're sitting there and she says, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, no, you cannot go to the bathroom right yet. And so we waited and about halfway through the first intermission, it came up on the big screen and she just started crying. She was so happy. And let me tell you, she had the best time she's had in a long time. Now, mind you, this woman lives by herself, plays bingo a couple times a week, but hasn't been to a hockey game in a long time. And so,
good job, Golden Knights. Good job, Golden Knights.
It was amazing.
Nice
I
job,
do
BGK.
Love that you had to tell a 96-year-old woman that she wasn't allowed to go to the bathroom.
And not
spill the beans on it. Like, good for you.
It was so hard. It was so hard.
Yeah, well, did anybody else think that Grandma was going to spill the beans too, if you know what I'm saying? I thought that's how that story was going to end.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know what to do about it. Can you hear us now? I don't know. So apparently we're getting, yeah, tell me what they were saying.
Your broadcast volume is low, unnaturally low. Why do you and Chet sound so low, but everything else is so high?
Conspiracy. It's conspiracy. They don't want us to be heard. They're trying to hold them. It's the man trying to hold
us
down. Exactly. It's the man trying to keep us back.
This is how corporate gets us in the end. They were like, we're just going to sabotage him.
I turned stuff up.
I turned stuff up.
Adrian, so here's the thing. Because you guys have dirty mouths, we have to be on a 15-second delay. Just a little look behind the curtain.
Yeah.
So we have to be on a delay. So there is a difference between what we hear. We hear it in real time. You hear it a couple seconds late on what they call air signal. So Adrian, our producer, is checking the air signal right now. See if it's all right. Oh, wait, what?
I can confirm we sound louder. Hopefully that's good enough for people. Sounds much louder now.
Like, I feel like Adrian sounds really loud enough right now.
It sounds great on mine. Thank you, Chet, for potting me so low.
Yeah, no, that part's not changing.
That's intentional.
No, okay. Hang on, let me nudge him up a little bit too. All right, good. And I turned like some of the other stuff down, but that's I got to be honest with you, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're messing.
Hopefully it gets better. It will get better. We're working on it.
The show content or the volume? I'm not sure.
Who knows?
If you're thinking the show's going to get better, I don't know.
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, let's rock a 177-second survey right now. What's going on, Eric Gonzalez?
Hi. Nothing, just
you're
got
not
to work.
Eric. You're not Eric. Who are you?
No, I'm Erica.
Adrian, you
Adrian.
Whoopsie daisy.
Come on, dude.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry for misgendering you.
Okay.
So, well, that's like the ultimate crime. It's the ultimate crime in 2024.
I don't know. Well, actually, in all fairness, we recently met a Randy that was a female.
Oh, that's hot, okay. Too.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, Randy with an I? That's hot.
And then there was one other that, like, I was like, we just didn't expect because it was, like, spelt with a Y. It was, like, Randy with a Y, so typically a male spelling on that.
Yeah, but
I
don't think the whole... I appreciate what you're trying to do here. No, but having her be Eric, you know. No. There's no getting out of that. Just, no, may I just say, yeah, you suck at your job right now. Good for you. Congratulations.
You have one job, Adrian. I'm just kidding.
No, you're right. No, you're...
Aww,
we love you, bro.
No,
you know that.
It's
are you sad?
No. Yeah. Everything's
okay, good.
I made a mistake. Kayla,
really
thanks
fun.
For backing me up. Thank you.
What? It's funny. Come on.
It is funny.
All right, your 177-second survey starts right now. Hey, Eric Gonzalez. From now on,
it's just you're, Eric, yeah.
No, you're Eric from here on out. You're Eric.
Okay.
Who we did this yesterday and I'm fascinated by this and I don't know why, who is the hottest celebrity that everybody else loves that you don't find attractive?
I don't know. I guess Lady Gaga? I don't know.
I get it.
It's really funny.
I get that.
She's an interesting one.
Yeah.
That people just love to not love, too. Like, it's either you really think she's super gorgeous, or some people are like, no, not my thing.
Yeah.
Polarizing is the word that comes to mind.
Yep.
No, yeah. That's very interesting. Kayla, who was yours?
George Clooney. I never understood the George Clooney thing.
What?
And I even have a Silver Fox thing. Like, I actually like Silver Fox, and I've never...
He's everything you love.
I know. I've just never found George Clooney to be the guy.
You've been to his house.
Not been to George Clooney's house. Eric, listen to me right now. Not been to George Clooney's house.
Oh,
I went to Lake Como, and we went hunting for George Clooney's house, and I think we found it, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you were on his balcony. Isn't that why the cops were there?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Hey,
you didn't answer the question.
No, she didn't. Oh, yeah. Oh, me?
Chet, yes.
Right now.
Right now. Right
this moment, it's Calvin Klein guy, who's the winner from The Bear.
Yeah.
That won at the Emmys.
Yeah.
Only because he's a butterface. No, he's got a rocking body.
That's fair.
No, I'd kill to have that body.
That's fair.
But
yeah.
I find him to be a butterface. And I don't get the Timothée Chalamet thing. It's a tie for me.
Yeah.
All right. Kylie's boyfriend.
If you were to be given $500,000, okay, but for every $500,000 that you were given, you lose a year of your life. How much money would you take?
Oh gosh, maybe 2 years. I don't know. I don't know if I want to live forever, but I don't want to die too soon. I guess. Maybe 2 years.
Yeah, but $1 million. Yeah, $1 million helps a lot.
I mean, I would think that $500K would help a lot. For a lot of people, that would pay off mortgage. That would set you up to make investments. Like, you wouldn't need a lot. You would need that $500K to get rid of your debt and all that stuff and get you on to the next part of your life, and you could make a boatload of money.
Adrian, 500K, but you lose a year for your life. How much money are you taking?
I'll take 1 year. I could do with 500K. I can make it work.
I could make 500K work.
Come talk to me. You can make it work.
You know what he's saying. You know what he's saying.
It's just funny. It's just funny. This is going to sound super morbid. I don't think I'd take any money. And the only reason I say that is because I have a fear that I'm going to die very young.
Eric Gonzalez, we've talked about this a number of times too. Kayla is so rich. I don't, and she hides it well.
No.
I don't know where she gets her money from. It's none of my business.
This is a thing in my family that all the women have in the last three generations before me have passed away at 70 or 71. Both of my great grandma, 71, my grandma, 70, my mom, 71. Yeah. I have this fear now, all from different things. Nothing was related. Like one was a car accident, for instance. Like, you know what I mean? Different things like that. But I have this fear. So for me, I go, no, I'm not taking any money because I got to salvage everything at this point.
Right.
I hear you. Okay.
I need the time.
I need the time.
All right. Speaking of time, clear your calendar for the 10th. You're going to go see Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. So congratulations.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I always wanted to see Tom Segura.
Yeah. And by the way, and Adrian, make sure, because they're going to go, who's this Eric?
Who's ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! By the way, thank you. Can I just say thank you? Seriously, no, thank you to everybody today, because There are times when stuff will happen here. Nobody cares.
And nobody says anything.
We have been bombarded this morning. We can't hear you. It's like, okay, there's nothing we could do about it. We're working on it. And truly, I believe this, and I've been doing this a long time. When people start coming at you for stuff, when they start coming after you, so they're like, 98.5 is a scam. I was trying to get through to win tickets. I couldn't get through. Okay, yeah, that's right. You didn't win, so the whole system's
corrupt. Whole system's a scam.
The whole thing. Yeah. We're all bad people.
Hilarious.
Especially you, Adrian, because apparently you're just letting your friends win.
Yeah.
Like your buddy Eric Gonzalez.
You called me.
Who's a caller spelled C-O-L-L-A-R. Sorry.
See, now y'all done did it. You made Kayla mad.
I'm just like...
Now you made Kayla mad.
What? No!
But seriously, thank you, guys. Really, these type of things, makes it worth it for me. I find this relationship rehab today so intriguing.
Interesting.
I really do. And I know, and I purposely kept it from you.
Okay.
Because I really want your first blush answer.
Oh, sure. Okay, bring it.
I'm recently engaged to the most honest, thoughtful, and loving man I've ever met. Good for you. Congratulations. Good for you.
You found him.
Well, you're not applauding. You're not in favor of love. What's wrong with you?
An honest love too, Adrian.
Yeah,
my
real
God.
Love. Honest, thoughtful, and loving love. He supported me through many hard times, including losing my job and being assaulted. Yikes.
Oh.
Here's the but about him. He makes no money. He has ambitions. Oh, wait. Here's the but about him. He makes no money. Sorry. He makes no money, period. He has ambitions. He's smart, but he will likely only bring a middle-class income at best. This gets better, by the way. I have an okay job. I'm self-sufficient. Here's the but about me.
Okay.
I'm really, really pretty.
Are you serious? That's what it says?
Yeah.
No.
You want to crawl through the microphone
right now,
don't you?
Wow. Okay.
My whole life, people have told me that I could get any man I want, meaning a rich man. And they're shocked that I'm engaged to my fiance. Nice though he is. I've never dated a rich man, but it does make me curious. So part of me, now I want you to go into this with an open mind, and this is why this intrigues me. So part of me thinks I'm squandering my good looks on this poor man. And the other part of me thinks, so here's where she drew me back in. The other part of me thinks that I'm so shallow that I don't even deserve him or anybody else.
Okay. Well, I got that right.
Am I a fool? Am I a fool for thinking that a poor man can make me happy, or an idiot for believing a sexist fantasy?
Mm.
I thought you'd feel that way.
Yeah.
Mm, was exactly how I thought you'd feel. Ordinarily, I would too, but I was just in that space of, let's play this out.
She does dial it back and say how terrible she does, how guilty she feels about feeling these things.
Yes.
I'll give her credit there, but my God.
Okay, now let's just break it down. Sure. I have two theories. I have two feelings on this. I don't know if they're both half-baked or not, but think this through. Isn't this, you're talking about a lifetime commitment. Is this not, let's assume she's right. Let's assume she's smoking hot.
Okay.
What's wrong with thinking that you should be able to do better? I'm just throwing it out. Don't be mad at me.
Not mad at you or anyone else for that matter.
Just the idea of it.
Gives me a bit of an eye twitch, I got to be honest.
It gives you a lot of an eye twitch.
Yeah.
I can see it. Okay, but I'm just trying. Here's the thing. This is why this intrigues me. I'm trying to see their way through. Is there anyone willing to admit that this is a good idea? Then maybe she should think it through, because let's just assume she is that hot, and that she could probably, do better.
Sure.
Like I said, I've got two thoughts as well. We'd love to hear yours.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm sorry, before we get to relationship rehab, what did you just say?
Someone texted on the text line saying that they saw your video of you replacing
your video.
Yes, well, I mean, it's on my stories at Radio Kayla on Instagram. Yeah. And it's of you replacing the soap in the women's bathroom.
Yes, that's right.
Is it Chet's a hero? And I responded back as he will go down in history as a hero for women everywhere.
Hear that, Adrian? That's right. Hero women, what'd you say?
A hero for women everywhere.
That's right. No, that's right.
Yes.
Actually, here's the real truth of that. I went to change the soap. It isn't Kayla's stories. I went to change the soap. There's already soap in it, and the bottle fell on the floor, spilling soap everywhere, which then took the better part of the last commercial break for us to clean up.
Sure.
And then, and it was us. it's just the pump, there's been no soap in the women's bathroom for quite a bit, and there's been no soap in the men's, in part of the men's. And then I'm no mechanical engineer, But my guess is the pump, the seal is bad.
The seal is bad now.
I believe the seal is bad.
So now it's not creating that suction flow that you need.
Yeah,
to pump
but
it
I
up.
Don't know jack about it. Honestly, I don't. But here's what I do know. There's soap in there. That's right. There's soap in there. It's just not pumping. I don't know what the deal is. All right, so let's get to relationship rehab. 702-364-9890. Long and the short of it, she's engaged to a guy who's honest, thoughtful, loving. He don't make no money.
Yeah.
And she says, here's the downside with me. The downside with him, he don't make no money. Here's the downside with me. I'm really, and I'm quoting here, I'm really, really pretty.
Downside is you.
And but she's going, hey, my whole life, people have told me I could get any man I want, meaning a rich man. And they're shocked that I'm engaged to my fiance. Even though as nice as he is, they're blown away.
Yeah.
Because she's so hot.
Hmm.
Okay, Kayla, go ahead. I know you can't. You're bursting at the
like
seams.
Your hotness level just got taken down about 75 notches because everything that you're spewing out of your mouth is like does not make me feel like you're worthy of any person.
This is a safe space.
I understand that.
It's not like she's going around going, look at me. She's asking her friends.
You can refer to yourself as being beautiful. And like I would say that I am not probably the prettiest person on the planet, but I do think that I'm a pretty person. But I don't sit there and go, well, I could get any man I want because I'm gorgeous.
Okay, but if you look at this like a business deal.
I don't look at relationships like business deals.
I understand. But if you do. Evan, I'm not making any headway here, am I?
That doesn't sound like it.
Well, Evan, what say you?
Well, I'm with you, Kayla. I think she is super shallow. But here's what I hope happens. I hope that she does break it off because I hope that this guy, who's a really good guy, sounds like, you know, he's probably working hard, doing what he can. You know, he might not ever be rich, but he's a good guy. He can find somebody that's going to love him for him. And she can go ahead and try and nab some rich guy. And in 10 years when her looks go, she's going to have a really hard, really hard time at it.
Can I?
And another thing is in the letter, I think you had read, Chet.
Yeah.
That she hasn't dated a rich person yet.
Right.
And but maybe that tells you her looks aren't as good as she thinks she is. She hasn't been able to land a rich guy yet. Like, what is she waiting for? You know,
she is rich.
She's
curious.
She's got someone that's like, she's got somebody like willing to love her and help her and be with her and walk her through some difficult times in her life. If she can't, you know, understand that probably outweighs having a nicer car, nicer house, then she's worthless.
Bingo.
She's,
you know, here's the thing. I knew Evan would say that. My guess is I could tell Kayla screened this one because it says Bridget's from Weehee. I could tell Kayla screened this call.
Bridget really loves that she's from Weehee, too, so you should ask her about it.
Oh, sure. She's wearing
absolutely loves it.
Weehee proud t-shirt right now.
In all fairness, Bridget said she was near West Henderson Hospital, and I said, oh, you're from Weehee. And she goes, nope, not that. And I was like, it was funny. So,
so Bridget, is there more to add to that?
Yeah, you know, she does need to totally get over her bad self and stop listening to the people who say, oh, girl, you can get any man you want. I mean, what does she honestly think she has in common with rich guys?
Easy now.
I mean, what you got to talk to him about? Oh, look how pretty I am. No, that's a 5-minute conversation. Now you're done. Now he's on to talking about golf and whatever, and you're just trying to sit there and
whatever rich guy stuff
rich
he talks
guys
about.
Talk about.
Yeah, polo, golf, and polo, and stocks, and the stock market.
Yeah,
you're great.
That's pretty much where things stand.
It just reminds me of like, and this is going to sound bad, but has anyone ever seen House Bunny when she goes in the date and doesn't want to come across as like, you know, an airhead or anything like
right.
that? So she's like, can I have just the one mahi? I don't need both mahi. I just would like the one mahi.
Just the one mahi. That's right. Great. Yeah, so now you made
totally
now you made
her.
You made Kayla mad. Now you made Bridget mad. All the bees in Weehee are all angry now.
Represent Bridget.
Nobody is comfortable in Weehee now. A bad day in Weehee.
Hilarious.
All right, Bridget, have a great day. You're fantastic, by the way.
You too, Jeff.
I do. I love a rant. I do. I do love when the voice gets raised and they start going off. I love it. Maria, can you add anything to that? Because I think we're kind of all on the same page.
Yeah, we're all on the same page, but I can add something to it. I think the most important thing here, the piece to take away, is she really doesn't love this guy. You know,
yes.
If you really love someone.
Yes!
It sounds like
if you really love someone and you really want to be with that person, it wouldn't matter what income they have, what race, ethnicity, whatever. It would just be that you want to be with that person. So I think, yeah, this chick is shallow. If I could sing, I'd sing the Lady Gaga shallow song.
It's been going in my head.
But I think she needs to realize self-reflection here is maybe I really don't love this guy if I'm having these kind of thoughts.
Yeah, and I hear you. And I also, I'm not opposed to somebody. You know, that doesn't mean that everybody, if you've ever thought, hey, could I do better? Or if you've ever had that thought in your head, it doesn't make you a bad person. And it doesn't mean you don't love.
No.
It doesn't mean that you don't love your significant other. However, Maria has a point. You know what I mean? Like, maybe. maybe.
Right.
Really got it.
I don't know.
It just sounds like you're settling because you're scared of, like, but why did you say yes at this point to the marriage proposal? Like,
are we getting too deep into it though? Like honestly, then are we splitting hairs? That's the only part that that's why I said what I said about what Maria said.
Yeah.
Is that just if that creeps in, if it creeps in, it doesn't mean that you don't love them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
there's a difference between cold feet, which is normal, you know, but I think there's also a second degree of writing in and like asking, hey, I'm so pretty. Like everyone tells me I can do better. Maybe I should do better. I think that's like a shallow thought that trickles into you shouldn't have that kind of shallowness when you love someone. I don't know.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. And by the way, you better be smoking hot for your whole life because karma's hand is raised back at about shoulder level and just looking to slap the, you know what, right out of your, slap the taste out of your mouth because the day that you get that first wrinkle, he gonna leave you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she hasn't dated anyone so far that's rich. She's not that cute. So just saying.
That's another thing. I want to know. And somebody brought this up a second ago. Thank you, Maria. Have a great day. I want to know who's poisoning her.
Yeah, like who's just telling her, like, oh, you're too good for Richard or whatever his name is. I don't know.
My money is on her mom. But
she said that everyone's told her whole life.
I've been told my whole life. Sure, starting with her mother.
And ending with her mother.
But I mean, no, there have been others that have probably said, oh, you're so beautiful.
Yeah.
And who knows? You know, people say stuff like that all the time.
I don't know.
You know? But then it's how much you believe.
Are random strangers walking up to you on the street and going, I just want to let you know, you're radiant. You just scream supermodel. Like,
that's creepy.
Yeah.
But, all right. Daniela, make sure, hey, Adrian, make sure Daniela hangs on for 3 minutes and 25 seconds. Because we really have no choice now. I mean, honestly, Daniela would like to present the other side.
Oh, okay.
And I'm interested. I want to hear it. Do we really have any other choice now but to play Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper?
No.
I think not. Ladies and gentlemen, it's shallow.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Get ready every morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
As you might imagine, we don't have a name on this relationship rehab today, but whoever that was, shallow, dedicated to Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Recently engaged to the most honest, thoughtful, and loving man I've ever met. He supported me through many hard times. That's the other thing, too, man. Lost your job, still there. You know, whatever else he supported me through being assaulted, whatever. Here's the but about him. He makes no money. He has ambitions. He's smart. but he likely will only bring a middle-class income at best. What do you know?
You don't. You're making that assumption.
Yeah, what do you know?
Based on the however much time you've known him, so...
I had a great conversation with a friend of mine last night, too, but just about growing and through stages of your life, how you're just not the same person.
Yeah.
You know, when you're still at your core, you are them, but you're just different. Just the way you look at things, the way you see things, the way you know, all of that.
It's yeah.
Different. Kayla's been here 9 years. You're different than when we first met.
Absolutely. Same thing with you. We all grow.
No doubt. No doubt. So... Yeah, lady, what do you know? Anyway, I have an okay job, she says. I'm self-sufficient. Here's the but about me. I'm really, really pretty.
Congrats.
My whole life, people have told me I could get any man I want, meaning a rich man, and are shocked that I'm engaged to my fiance, nice as though he is. Anyway, she's thinking, is there something better out there? And am I maybe not? Using what God gave me. That's right. Clear your throat, because we're gonna expect a lot out of you in a minute, Daniela. but she's like, maybe, you know, God gave me this, and maybe I ought to be using it.
Living
to my
up
advantage.
To the expectations.
Now, I don't know why you can't just go ahead and pull your own rope and you know, get on OnlyFans if you want to make that money. If you're so hot. But and everybody gave her a pretty rough ride. Now, presenting the other side, and I love this. Daniela, first of all, thank you for staying on hold. Thank you for knowing that you yourself could be in for a rough ride. I promise that will not happen from me.
No.
But yeah, tell us why this isn't such a bad idea.
Like, I can totally see the other side, the shallow side, the way she presented herself as really hot, or however she...
She said really, really pretty.
Yeah. Really, really pretty. See, and she didn't even say super hot. She just said really, really pretty.
Yeah.
So she's just trying to make a point across that she's really pretty. Now, what I'm thinking is a lot of the divorces is because of money issues. So why not? If you are really pretty and you think you got what it takes and you can get a rich guy, why not? I mean... People say that money does not buy happiness, but it sure does. It's going to nice trips and Hawaii and this and that. Why not? You'll be happy. I'm sure you will. And when you said that, she said, what was it? She said, oh, he doesn't make any money. Or, like, I mean, what kind of future do you have with that?
You do have a future. You can push yourself, like, to make up the difference and maybe support him and say, hey, you like this? This is a great way to make money and stuff like that. I get that she, just to me, this doesn't, you don't hold any value to yourself other than the fact that you feel like you're pretty. Like, that's what that says to me, the way you wrote that. His downfall is he's a poor man. My downfall is I'm very, very pretty.
Really, really. Two reallys, which I thought was interesting as well.
You know, it's
really,
like,
really pretty.
What? Like, you're.
Well, and at this point, if she's questioning it, she doesn't really love him. So why not just let him go and find something better?
Man, I don't know why. I hate going straight to, she don't love him. Let him go. I don't know.
Will agree with that. Like you don't clearly love him the way that he loves you. And that's not a knock at all. That's literally a straightforward statement.
Well, yeah, of course, because she's really, really pretty.
She's really, really pretty. You don't look at him the same way that you yourself. So just let it go for the sake of he loves you for what you bring to the table, or else he probably wouldn't have proposed to you.
Well, yeah, because she's really, really pretty.
Exactly.
And she could get a rich guy.
Yeah.
And he ain't that.
I guess the real question is, if she would have proposed to him before he did the proposing, if you feel like you could have done that yourself, then the answer is stay with him. But if not,
if they're young. I also wonder if they're young.
Well, she probably looks very young because she's very, very pretty.
Doesn't it have that stench that they're young? Like, we got together in high school. You know, whatever, and then yeah, I don't know.
So, I always picture all these couples being my age, like early 30s. Here we go.
Sure. And if we turn this into makeup or breakup, would you choose breakup?
Oh, yeah, I choose breakup for his sake.
Daniela, do you choose breakup?
I do, and find something better. I mean, we have to get picky, too. I mean, it's your future. So if you think, like, for example, she, let's say she just has an okay job, maybe find something better. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, if she has the opportunity, why not?
Right on. All right. Have a great day. Thank you. I love it. You know what? I love her sticking to her guns on that, too. At the end. Yes, everybody says breakup, but for different reasons.
Yes.
Everybody else is going, you don't deserve him. He's, you know, you're mean and awful and you're shallow and you're B and all this stuff. And Daniela's like, no, break up, find something better.
Find something that you actually want.
Spectacular.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Yesterday's relationship rehab was the parent wanted to sleep over.
Yeah.
Wasn't that relationship rehab?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yesterday on the show, though, we talked about the parent, so they wanted to have a sleepover, but the parent's nervous about letting their kid in fourth grade sleep over. So they said, hey, can I come and sleep over too? Not like that, pervert. But no, they're like, I want to be there. I can't bear the idea of my child being away from me. At one point, we talked to our buddy Britt Chick Vic, and she, you know, gave her thoughts of, no, just let the kid go and, you know, that kind of thing. Enjoy your mommy time.
You don't
understand what this is. Oh, my God. So she just messaged. Oh, my God. My daughter overheard yesterday's convo about the sleepover. She has now invited half her class for a sleepover. I'll keep you informed on how many parents want to sleep over. She's in second grade. I am now legit. Thank you.
So funny.
Great chick pic. That's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I love this because not only do we have some news, when are we going to tell the news? When are we going to tell them?
Not yet.
I know, not yet. There's news coming.
Yes.
There's big news coming. Semi-related news. Kayla's going on a ski trip.
Next year.
25 or like, 2024?
I think probably end of 2024.
Yeah, this year, but next.
But next winter.
Season. Mm-hmm. So you're going to go on a big ski trip. And I...
No, not big ski trip. We're talking about, like, Utah. Just so we're all clear.
Pretty big.
But, like, we got to...
But Brian had...
Yeah, like, but we got to plan for these things. My husband and I just aren't skiers. I've skied before. My husband has been very much against skiing, and now all of a sudden is very into the skiing thing. And so we are planning. So, of course, we did what any rational human beings do, and we researched on the perfect times to purchase everything.
You guys are crazy. You're way overthinking this already.
I know.
You've already... And wait... So, are you planning on being, what's the word I'm looking for? More than casual skiers? Like, are you planning on making skiing a thing?
Yeah. No, probably not. No. But there is a workout plan to get us ready for the ski slopes.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I got a buddy. We're supposed to go Super Bowl weekend. We're supposed to be going, doing this big golf outing, and he wants to exercise. And I'm like, bro. It's too late.
We're done.
It's, yeah,
just embrace what it is.
But so you want to exercise? You're buying equipment?
We already did, yeah. So we bought...
Why are you buying?
Because we found out the perfect times to buy. Like right now is the perfect time to buy ski clothing because it's like now we're mid to end of buying season and they're getting ready for spring. I went and bought ski bibs last night and they were like half off. It was really cheap.
Well, okay. Anybody else who's looking for good, you know, slightly used ski gear, it'll be 2/3 off exactly 1 year from now. I'm just telling you, this is rent.
True.
You can rent these things.
I'm not renting ski bibs. That sounds very unsanitary. I will consider renting
like a swimsuit.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's so funny that different side hustles pop up. The hot new side hustle for 2024 apparently is dryer lint.
I guess so.
I just got word the other day, Zero Res is going to do, they want to do a full campaign on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about let us come and clean out your vents and your air ducts and whatnot, that it's a big deal.
They say it's very dangerous if you let all that stuff build up in there and that you need to clean out. And you have to do it more than just cleaning out the lint from the little trap thing.
Yeah.
This lady that I saw is making like six figures, making so much dough. It's unreal because she goes to people's houses, unscrews all the lint traps, and then cleans them out thoroughly.
Yeah.
And she's saying that you can get almost double the lifespan on your dryers and all that stuff just by doing this.
Sure.
Charges like $100 a service, does like 3 or 4 a day. So she's just raking in everything.
Yeah. Well, like I said, here in Vegas, zero res. Details to come. Everybody stay close.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to the school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Remember the story a week and a half ago about the pothole and everything? They decorated it.
Yeah.
And they put the chair in there and all that, you know, and all that other kind of stuff. Well, maybe they should have left well enough alone. Potholes save lives.
How?
80-year-old Darshan Singh Brar had been pronounced dead at the hospital. His body was being brought back to his family for last rites. This is happening in India. We had informed our relatives and other local residents who knew him, and they had already gathered to mourn his passing, his grandson said. Yeah, you know what's about to happen.
No.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. So that, yeah, he's in the ambulance, and they hit a pothole, and brought him back.
Oh, my God.
His pulse returned. Dude was taken back to the hospital. No word on whether they hit the pothole a second time or not, but my guess is no.
Thank God.
He hit the pothole, and it was, and there he is. It is God's grace that he is now breathing. We are hoping he'll get better, says his grandson.
Wow.
Pothole brought him back to life. So, you know, before you start screaming, luckily we don't have that problem so much here.
Yeah, that's
true. I mean, we got rough roads and all that. I don't think it's to that level.
Thank God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go. It's fun today. It's a fun day. Ewoks in Star Wars.
Little
fuzzy, adorable.
Yeah.
Actually inspired by George Lucas's dogs. Apparently they're a lot like, and I've never heard of these, the Brussels Griffon dog breed.
I'll look
that up now. Brussels, like in Belgium, and Griffon, a G-R-I-F-F-O-N. You're all going to look for pictures. George Lucas apparently had some of them as pets.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, that's when he went, yeah, let's make Ewoks, and they'll look like that. Right. Hey, people from the European country of Albania are called?
Albanians?
People from the city of Albany in New York are called?
Albanians.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
All it is. There's no more to it. That just is. To climb Mount Everest, you got to really want to do that. And not just because it's the tallest mountain in the world and yada, yada, yada.
A train, yeah.
Between travel, permits, insurance, supplies, gear, and guides. If you're going to go way on the cheap, it'll cost you $30,000.
Yeah.
Most people spend close to $250,000 just to make the attempt.
Have you ever seen the GoFundMes out there that's like, I'm going to climb Mount Everest, please help me fund this? I see them all the time. But again,
sounds like a scam. If I don't know, like I helped my godson climbed Mount Rainier,
yes,
which is the tallest in the, you know, contiguous 48. Don't argue with me about whatever in Mount Whitney or whatever it is in California. But yeah, it's so I would gladly, but just for a random
person. No, absolutely not.
Statue of Liberty is technically within New Jersey, not New York. But despite several challenges by the great state of New Jersey, Liberty Island and a portion of Ellis Island have fallen under the territorial jurisdiction of New York State. So there. The U.S. government said, hold my beer. We own both islands and the waters of Jersey City surround Liberty Island. So technically, you got to go through Jersey to
get there.
To get there. But yeah, and honestly, who really cares?
Nobody.
That's the more you know. Before we go, Kayla's got a joke.
Why does the son not need to go to college?
Oh, why don't I know this one? Why does the son not need to
go to college?
I hate this joke already just because I feel like I should know it. We'll get the answer after this.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla literally 10 seconds ago just went, that's fascinating.
I'm surprised you skipped over the fun fact that we got delivered a little bit ago about Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. I just thought even your grandpa's not watching that anymore.
I will go and search out this YouTube clip of the Gilligan's Island opening credits,
yes,
where the flag is at half mast because they just started shooting that, I guess, right after the JFK assassination.
Yeah, in season one.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
I'm going to go look for it now.
Also, if you do the math, that island couldn't have been any more than 40 miles offshore. Honestly, there's no reason why they couldn't find it.
Exactly.
There's zero. That whole show is a lie. I can't believe it, but what? A TV show that's not real? Stop it. Kayla's got a joke.
Why does the son not need to go to college?
Yeah, this aggravates me. I don't know.
It already has 27 million degrees.
Oh, that's the dumbest thing I'll hear all day, but okay, I'm here for it. Guess what, y'all? Start your preparations now. In fact, you know what? Start celebrating now. Kayla's birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, yay.
Yay! Kayla hates her birthday.
I don't.
But the rest of us love Kayla, and that trumps all, doesn't it? That wins. Love always wins. So, everybody have a great day. We will see you back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.